Shlom nu das elyon. The question is that true? Hash to das behemtoy. L'hoi yodei, he didn't know how to outwit his own donkey. Das elyon have yodei, knew the thoughts of Hashem. Verse says, my das behemtoy, where did his behemah win over Bilam? The Yamrilei, that the name Moyav, they said to Bilam, Ma time lo rechav to susya. How come you're taking a small donkey? Why don't you take a big horse? Why don't you ride on a nice horse? Amalu, he said, okay, but he said, really, you're right. But Shadoi lo retiva. My horse now is outside in the fields eating the wet stuff. So therefore, I have to settle for my chamor. Amalu, the donkey answered back. What are you answering? That you ride a Cadillac? You always ride me. I'm the one you always ride on. So Bilam answered back, Latina Bialma, I use you for my heavy bundles. The Austin answered back, no, Hashem Rechavtu Alai, you always ride upon me, I'm the one that takes you. So Bilam answered back, I cry Bialma once in a while, that's all, but not always. You're my spare. When the first my caddy breaks down, I use you for a spare, that's all. So she answered back, I said, no, we're talking about Meyoid Chadiyam Azer. From the beginning of life until today, you never rode on anybody else. You only use me. What do you give me here? Not only this, I'll give it to you here. If you argue with me, I'll give it to you. You know who you live with at night? You live with me at night. What are you talking about? It'll be his blanket. So the Bilam lived with his Austin at night. So his Austin outwitted Bilam. If so, how could you say he knew the das of Hashem? If he couldn't outwit his own Osran, how could he know Hashem? Elo, what does the pasuk mean? V'yodeya das elyon, that Bilam knew the das of Hashem. Sho yodeya lechav noisa sho. He knew that 1 second, shakarosh baruch hu koyes boy. There's 1 second in the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And if you know that second and you curse somebody, Hashem will be mekayim that curse. That was the koyach of Bilam. And behind the Kamalu Navi Yisrael, this is what the Navi said to Klai Yisrael. Ami, my nation Klai Yisrael, Zechor no Mayayetz Bolok, Melech Boy, remember what he wanted to do. Oma on Oysa Bilam, and what Bilam answered back, Ben Bor Minashitim, Ben Agilgol, Oman Da'at Titkos Hashem. Remember the greatness what Hashem did to you. What was the greatness? Mai Laman Da'at Titkos Hashem, Om Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do no, remember, no. That kama titka fasisim achen, how many great righteousness I did with you. Shloi ka'asti kol oisna yomim, all those days that Bilam wanted to curse you, I did not become angry for even 1 second. Kol oisna yomim yame Bilam arosha. Why? Shel mole ka'asti? If I would have acted normal, Hashem says, if I would have been angry for 1 second, kol oisna yomim, lo nishtayim mishanayim shay Yisrael. Means no Jew would have been left over. So the poet, not one single Jew would have been left over. He had the power to wipe us all out. But Hashem did stuck us with us that he did not become angry. Bilam said back to Bolak, how can I curse if Hashem doesn't curse? That means that these days, Elazorim Hashem, that usually Hashem is angry. But something's going on here. These days, Hashem is not angry. So I have no power. My only power is that the second Hashem becomes angry, I can curse that second. Now the Kama says, "Ikel zoyim b'chol yom Hashem is anger every day." The Kama zoma, how much is his anger? Rega, 1 second. Shneimrot says, "Ki rega biapoi chayim b'tzoyne." Rega biapoi, his anger is wrath is 1 rega. The boy says another pasuk. Another pasuk says, "From l'cho ami bo b'chadrecho b'sgod l'secho b'adcho chavi look kemat rega 1 second. Wait 1 second. Ad yavro zoyim until my zam passes by." So there's only 1 second a day that Hashem becomes angry. Now, Amosai, when is this? Amosai Rosach, when does Hashem become angry? During the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chavra karbalosa, the time ago, when the karbalosa, by the beak of the chicken, becomes white. Fred Gemara, kol shosa v'shosa nami chivra. The whole day his beak is white. So the answer is, kol shosa v'shosa ispe surike sumke. It has a red streak there also. True, it's white, but there's one streak of red there. He shows that this 1 second that Hashem becomes angry, less lay Sarika something, not even this red streak there. What happened was, then Levi, Devi called Mitzayle Ahu Minah. There was a min. Yeah. To have a Mishavis said that Mishuba Levi was in a neighborhood of Mishuba Levi. David came and finally gave him a lot of problems. He's always arguing with him, giving him a lot of problems. So Yom Echad one day became smart Mishuba Levi. He said, you know what? I'm going to find out that second when Hashem is angry, and I'll curse the min, and he'll die. So Noka Tanagolto, he took a chicken, the Yosla Bekari tied him up to his bed, the Yosef, and he was sitting to try and watch that 1 second that the red streak will go away. Omer, it happened that Kimotu Shosla, when that second came, Il Tayu, he missed it. He was sleeping, he was dreaming, he missed it. No, forget. Omer said, Kimotu Shosla, when that second comes, Il Tayu, then I'll curse him. So Kimatu Shosim, when that second came, Nimnim, he was dozing off. He missed it. So Omri said upon himself, Shmamina, he learned out from this, Lav Urchari, it is not nice to curse somebody during the second. The Sivit says, Gamenesh Litzadik Leitoiv. A punishment for Tzadik, even for Tzadik, give a punishment Leitoiv. Afilu Beminoi, even with the Min, it's not nice for Tzadik to give a punishment to a Min. Leiboilei Lemeber Hochi. I shouldn't have said this way, so he retracted. Tony, we learned Mishmeid Rameya. Bishor Shechamaz Rechis, in the morning when the sun is shining. V'amalochem anichem kisrayim al-rashayim, when all the kings of the goyim put on their crown on the head. Or mishtachvim lecham, they bow down to the sun. Miyad kares, that's the second Hashem becomes angry. V'yokim bilim abayikav yachvich asasoyinu. Bilim woke up early and he himself girded his asan. Tony v'lar mishum rishum ben yelaza. Ahavo mevatelis shura shal gedela. That the love could make even a gadol do a simple things. And we learn this out from Avram. In other words, it was the schus of Avram that we fought against Bilam. The chesed says by Avram, Vayashkim Avram Abaykem, he himself woke up early in the morning and he made his osan in order to go to the Akedah. Even though he should have had his servant do it, but his av, the tremendous love, he did it himself. And Sinah, just the opposite, the hatred that Bilam had, was also Mabatel Ashura Shagdalam. So Mibilam Shneimet says here Biyokim Bilam Avoykedach, which is a sinai. He himself woke up early and he himself made his chamor. So that's why he do it himself. He should have had his servant because he had such great sinner against the Jews. Om Rav Yudah Marav Liyerlam Yasakad Matir B'Mitzvah Tefilus Kol Shema. It's kedai to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, even though you don't do it totally l'shma. You do it shleil l'shma. Why? Shemitir Shdal l'shma Bol l'shma. Through doing the mitzvah shleil l'shma, eventually you come to do it l'shma the right way. The right intentions. Shebischar aboyu mishtayin kavonis. The reward of these 42 kavonis. Sheikriv bolok, that bolok brought, even though his intentions were the ra, was to curse Klal Yisrael, but still, right now he brought the korban to Hashem. Zocha v'yotzu men rus. It came out of him rus. Nam Rabbi Yosi Barhuna, rus bita shel eglein ben b'nai shebolok. Melech mayi voice. That's where rus came from. Alright, stop it.
The learning of this tape should be Le'ilur Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Reb Peretz Olav HaShalom.
Around 5 lines down from the big lines, Omalei Rovo L'Rabba Bamori. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yitav Elohim Eshem Shloimoi Mishmecho. Hashem will make the name of Shloimo better than yours. Vayigdel Es Kisa Mechisecha, and will raise his throne higher than yours. So this is what Hashem is saying to David HaMelech. So the question is, Urchari, is this nice? L'meimalei l'malka, to say to a king Hachi, to say that your son will be better and greater than you. So Omalei, what he answered back and said, me'ein komer, he just meant like yours. He didn't mean to say Shlomo will be greater than David, just meant to say Shlomo will be like yours, David. Because Dila Temoch, if you don't say like this, the prophet says, Tevorach minoshim yeyol. Yael will be benched than the other ladies. Eishes chavar akeni minoshim b'yoyel tavarach. She'll be blessed more than the ladies in the tent. Now, noshim b'yoyel manhinu. Who are these noshim b'yoyel? That Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leia. So you want to tell me, Urchai, is this nice, normal to say, lemei merhochi, that Yael will be greater, her schus is greater than the imois? Can't be. Ella, what the person means to say is, me'ein kamar. The schus of Yael is something like the schus of the imois. His hachinami mi'ein kamar meant to say that Shem told David that your son Shlomo will be like you. Upligimas dismandiyama pligidu Rabbi Yosi bar Chuni. He argues on Rabbi Yosi bar Chuni. Because he said it's normal to say this way. Yoma Rav Yosi Bar Chuni, b'chol adam miskano chutz mibnoi v'tamidoi. True, a person is jealous from anybody else. It's not nice to say somebody will be greater than you, but chutz from your own son or from your own Talmud. The Rebbe or the father only feels happy if you'll tell me his son will be greater than him. Therefore, it's normal to say to Shlomo, to David, that your son Shlomo will be greater than you. Now, b'noi mishlomo. How do we know this? The fact that a father will be happy with his son, we see from Shlomo. But the prophet told David that Shlomo will be greater than you. V'tamid, how do we know about your student? Iboi yisayimah, the one prophet says, v'yihi no pishnayim bruchacha. It says by Elisha that he'll receive two times the amount of nevuah as Elio had. Elisha, come upon me. So you see, Elisha, the Talmud, had twice as much as the Rebbe Elio. The boy said, another person, Vayismach es yodav olav, says that when Elisha put his hands upon Yeshua, Hashem only told him to put one hand. And it says, Lashon yodav, he put both hands. Ve'etzaveyu. As if to say, he was not miskana with his own Talmud, Yeshua. Then it says, Vayosem dover pi bilim. Hashem put the words into Bilam's mouth. We have Laz Oimer. Malach, it was a Malach there that stopped him from giving the curses. And Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Chika, it was like a trap put in his mouth that stopped him. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Mi Birchasa Shalosha Rosha, from what ended up, what came out of his mouth, from the brachas that he gave Klai Yisrael, Atalamad, you learn and see, Mahayab Libai, what he really wanted to do. In other words, Bikeshtam, he wanted to say, Shalayi Yolahem Abati Knesses Abati Midrashas. He wanted to curse us that we will not have any more Bati Midrashas and Bati Knesses. What came out of his mouth? So Hashem changed it around, Lebrocha. What came out was, Matoivo Yolecha Yaakov. Then he wanted to say, Latishra Shechina Alehem. Hashem should not put a Shechina upon us. But he ended off saying, O Mishkan Secha Yisrael, your Mishkan, you should live with Yisrael. Loitehei Malchusa Nimshechas, that Malchus, the Jewish kingdom, should not go on further. So the apostle says, no, kinecholim notui, it'll be like rivers flowing. Loyilhem zeisim krom, they should not have any olives or orchards. The apostle says, no, kiganas alinor, they will have them. He wanted to say, loyil recha noideth, that the smelling will not protrude, go out. Recha noideth, shouldn't smell nice. So it says, kiolim notu Hashem, Hashem planted them like a holim. Loyilhem malochim abale koimen, they should not have kings. Balei clever people that stand up. So the pasuk says, "Karozim alei mayim." No, they will have karozim cedar trees. He also wanted to say, "Liyil lehem melech." Then melech, they should not have any king, the son of a king. The kingdom should not go on down the family. So the pasuk says, "No, yizor mayim midalyov." Then he also Bilam wanted to say, "Loitei ma'chusam sholetes bumas," that their kingdom should not be showed rule of anybody else. But says, "No, the zara b'mayim rabin." Loitei Azo Machusan, the kingdom should not be strong, but says no, Vayorim Meyagog Malkoi. Loit, he wanted to say, Loitei Emas Malchusan, that the fear of the king should not be upon the Jews, but says no, but Tinosi Machusoi, to lift up the kingdom. Kitza, from the brachas that came out of his mouth, we see what was in his intentions, how bad he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. Omer Rabab Abado, Barakani Shino, Kulam Chosun Klolo. All these curses came true later on. Later on, Hashem did bring these curses. Chutz, excluding the first one. And that's the mice that we see, the only thing we have left. We do not have any more kings left anymore. The only thing we have left now today is our Batik Nesir Zabat Midrashas. Rashi says, Shle Yifsuku Mi Yisrael Yerlam. These things will never be taken away. We have this bracha, we will always have Matoivo Olecha Yaakov. Hashem changed over his klolus of Bilam to a bracha. Now klolus just says curse, the curse, for like klolus, mashma, not all the curses. Only one curse Hashem changed over to a bracha. A bracha of Hashem means that it'll be for loylam. So the only bracha that stayed with us is this bracha to have Batik and Yasir Sabbatim Midrashas. But the other brachas did not stay, like we see, we do not have any kingdom. Omer Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, what does the pasuk say? Nemonim pitzei oyev, that it's good, the hurts, the wounds you get from a beloved one, but not rois neshikos soine. But from an enemy, it's terrible to have his kisses. That means, toivo klolo, shekil achya shiluni as Yisrael. It's better off the curse that Achia Shiluni gave us, Yaisa Mibracha Sheberka Bilam, that is the Bracha that Bilam gave us, a Rosha. Achia Shuleni Kilas, he's only cursed by David HaMelech, he cursed. He said, Bakonin, he said that Jews should be like a reed, the Konish. Remember it says, V'ikha Hashem Mishishchol Kasha Yinud HaKonin B'mayim. Hashem should hit us like the wind, the water, blows down a reed. Now, Ma'konin, just like this reed that grows up near the water, Zoymed B'mokim Mayim, it grows by the water, the Gizay Machlev, it has